Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
Now, homegirl, you know as well as I do that being a bit of a sci-fi geek is not something I'm best known for, all right?
I don't consider myself a sci-fi geek.
Well, the stereotype comes when you, you know, rant on about X-Files 24/7. Not that you do, you know, because I'm not with you 24/7. But, you know, people catch this whiff. They're like, what's that smell? Oh, sci-fi geek.
I'll have you know that the X-Files knowledge that I have accumulated helps me in all kinds of situations.
So does every single X-File fan say?
Yes.
I mean, as I've discovered this week anyway, because like I said, I'm not much of a sci-fi geek, but this week I've had the pleasure of shoe swapping into the unknown and immersing myself in a whole new wonderful world of X-Files. X-File spelt with a P-H, that is P-H-I-L-E-S.
Yeah. So,
you know, sort of like the X-Files version of the crazed Trekkies, you know, or like those nerdy Star Wars fans,
yeah.
Jade.
Yeah.
So do you consider yourself a bit of an X-Files with a PH?
I'm sure other people would probably do so, but because there are so many people out there that were so much more obsessed with it, like I didn't nitpick them on the inaccuracy of the show on the internet.
I know I did
like
when
that.
I became an X-Files.
I just watched the episodes over and over again and would read about them and all of that kind of stuff. It wasn't like...
So let me get this straight. Just like there are, you know, dichotomies and there are layers and shades in, you know, the Mariah Carey fandom.
Yes.
There are in X-Files as well. Because, you know, with Mariah Carey fandom, I don't know if it's familiar to you, Jade, but, you know, there are shades and different kinds of Mariah Carey fans. They're the ones who stick with her through Glitter, through the Meltdown and everything.
Are they the ones that get the voice messages?
Yeah, probably. The ones that know what her dogs are called, you know.
Yeah.
The one that stuck through her, you know, writing her get well soon cards when she was having that breakdown. Two fans that are just fair weather fans that just come through when she has a number one hit with We Belong Together. So I suppose there are different shades of X-Files fans as well. I'm not sure where I would sit, whether nonchalant and don't care or really, really don't care.
Mm.
So when it comes to being an X-Files, this is my first week, so bear with me. Now, when I went into it this week, I thought, now, why didn't I care about the X-Files when it first came out, like when it was hot?
Mm.
And then I thought, hang on, I was probably too young to really sort of get it. You know, I was probably still, you know, really obsessed with the latest Spice Girl video and learning how to skate with inline skates, you know, to really know what X-Files was all about. Now, like I said, with every close-knit community, like the X-Files with a PH, they do have a bit of a lingo, a bit of a jargon.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it sort of hard to sort of permeate it and, you know, sort of to prove yourself as, you know, not the newbie that doesn't know anything. You know, you want to show that you've got a level of cred when you're mingling with X-Files. So
at the conventions.
Yeah, well, there are no conventions that I know of in Melbourne off late or ever, really. Wasn't it? Yeah, I don't think that.
Well, Gillian Anderson did at one point make an appearance here. I was only a teenager at the time and not allowed to, you know, travel from the western suburbs all the way over to Southland. So I didn't get to go. I had to go to school that day. But I do remember that it was, you know, just like the most insane thing that ever happened.
You know, people treat meeting Gillian Anderson like meeting Madonna or God, aka Madonna, but you know, people treat it like such a big deal, Jade. You have no idea, but simply because a lot of these X-Files fans take, you know, they read so much significance into the storyline and the plots and all that. So what I was thinking is that, how crazy is that? Who on earth reads so much significance into that? And then I thought, hang on, I'm just as obsessed when it comes to Sugar Babes lyrics.
Exactly.
You know, there are fans that read into X-Files like, this came to my attention. This is really freaky. Obviously, the X-Files was screened in the 90s and way before 9/11. And right after 9/11, you know, someone went on YouTube and posted a little clip of an episode saying how the X-Files, you know, story plot predicted 9/11 would happen. And true enough, with the script specifically saying terrorists will crash a 747 into a tall building in New York City.
Mm.
How freaky was that? I was freaked out.
Yeah, well, I think that episode was actually from the spin-off series, The Lone Gunman, but yes.
Oh, okay, well.
See, I'm proving my nerdiness.
Yeah, and I'm proving my lack of X-Files highbrowness. So in this instance, you can see I'm trying to get into the lingo of how X-Files people talk.
Yeah.
You know, even though every now and then I do break off into a Mariah Carey and Sugar Babe spiel. But, you know, I appreciate that their obsession is very much justified. It's very much like how I end every blog with a Sugar Babe lyric.
Do you really?
Well, either Sugar Babes or Girls Aloud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jade.
Oh, well, I get them confused anyway. So yeah,
you
know. See,
what would you know? What's it to you, you know? Like you're telling me Agent Mulder and Scully. So I tried very hard to sort of fit in with the hardcore X-Files fan, but then I realized even within the community that there are many different types of X-Files fans. They're the ones that, okay, how do I put this? They're the ones that really observe the relationship between Agent Mulder and Scully, the so-called MSR. You see, they've even got these, what are these called?
Acronyms,
yeah, for it. MSR. You know, it's like OMG. OMG, that is so MSR. So it's about Mulder Scully relationship. That's what MSR stands for all our viewers playing at home. So I had to get into it. Like, MS what? MSR, that's right. Mm-hmm. So there are people that are called the shippers or relationshippers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what on earth are shippers? They're like basically people that read into the plot and only look for this embedded, you know, relationship that happens between Agent Mulder and Scully. Now, I don't know, Jade, whether you're a shipper yourself or not.
I think I probably I teeter on the edge of being a shipper.
Do you seriously believe there's sexual tension?
There is definite sexual tension, but whether I'm okay. Oh,
they call it OST. It's called what was it?
UST. Unresolved sexual tension.
Yeah, you are a geek just like me. We get it.
No, I guess my problem with it is, you know, how it affects the show, because ultimately, like, you know, the unresolved sexual tension means that the show continues in, you know, an excellent, it, like, it's still story driven and it doesn't sort of go off onto this sort of thing of the relationship.
Well, then I wasn't sure if myself I was a shipper or I was going to be a no romo.
Ah, yeah.
A no romo would be what, the no romance?
Yes.
Kinds. So they're the ones that go, all right, let's stick to the storylines, let's catch aliens, none of this sort of hanky panky stuff. So I think, you know, a little bit of hanky panky never hurt nobody. So I thought, I think I might be a bit of a shipper X-Files fan. And who knew by tonight you'd have me talking like this? This yes. is creepy. Stop it. I must wash my mouth with Dettol at once.
So do you want to come over through an X-Files marathon, Dave?
As long as there's Sugar Babes. Sort of intro.
We'll end it all with a Sugar Babes quote.
Yes. Consider it on. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Coming up next, I will not be embarrassing myself. We'd hear Jade Gulliver shoe swapping into my multilingual self and learning to speak Indonesian. Get with it.